This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the administration are finally back together again after the long, difficult, but necessary debate on civil rights. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush deserves credit for rejecting, at long last, the advice of the right-wingers in your party who were urging the administration to play the quota card and make political hay by dividing the country over race. They got more than they bargained for, Al. The party of Lincoln couldn't stand becoming the party of David Duke. Too many Senate and House Republicans revolted. The extremists in the White House lost out when it became clear that a civil rights veto would be overridden. You pushed too hard as well against the bill's other major reform, a real remedy for women who are victims of sexual harassment and other forms of sex discrimination on the job. Your opposition became indefensible after the hearings on Anita Hill. All's well that ends well, Al. If only you relented sooner.
Ted, I wouldn't bring up Anita Hill. And I introduced civil rights legislation long before you came out with your bill this year. While you were still dragging your feet, sending up weather balloons to test the wind, my proposal dealt head-on with sexual harassment. That was way last February. I sure could have used your help. Ted, I'm tickled you've jumped on the bandwagon. Better late than never. But instead of partisan bickering, we should both admit that Congress passed the civil rights bill because our parties, Democrat and Republican alike, care deeply about equal protection under the law. Ted, let's bury the hatchet on this one and move on. David Duke ain't in my party. We might be Republicans or Democrats or members of some special interest group, but I hope that, first and foremost, we are Americans and this civil rights law is darn good for this country. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the fact that the panel looking into revamping the Supreme Court nomination process doesn't have a single Republican on it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.